Much of what grabs the most headlines on the topic of immigration tends to focus on undocumented immigration into the U.S. from Mexico and Central America. And that is linked to President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border as part of building a new wall. But there's also the key category of legal immigration and varieties of visas that permit immigrants to accept certain jobs, some of which are high-skilled positions in the tech industry. Tanu Ghosh works in that industry at Intel and has explored different angles of immigration and diversity in her new collection of fiction, From Another Land, Making Home in the Land of Dreams. And she'll be talking about it on Saturday night at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe. I spoke with her earlier, and I started by focusing on a question she was asked by an attendee at a public event, whether she, knowing what she knows now, would still decide to move from India to a new country.
As I was answering that, I think the two most important things about the immigrant experience became clear to me through the answer I gave. One is that, yes, I would have absolutely chose to immigrate because I have realized that immigrating to a nation completely different from yours and actually making a life there freed me of a lot of superficial boundaries that I always felt confined to, like, you know. And one of the best examples is for most things, I'm able to take a more human view than a national view. But at the same time, my answer is also no, because one of the things that happened with immigration, and I think it probably happens to everyone, is I feel like I'm forever split into two. So it's the thing is that I don't think I will ever be able to identify with any one thing or just being any one person anymore.
Okay.
And that is great, but that's also, that has a little bit of sadness in it, if you will.
Well, so, there are advantages and disadvantages to that, right? As you said, you sort of, your mind, your heart are open in a different way, but then perhaps you don't feel those same ties that many other people have.
I think it has made it better, but it has complicated the dialogues that I need to now have, okay. Right? And the best example of this again happened in an event, but completely different. I was giving a panel talk somewhere in a women's leadership event. And there I said that, look, even though I have lived in the U.S. for a long time and I have been eligible to go for a citizenship for a long time, I think I haven't found myself to be a place at yet where I can consciously choose that because I have to forsake the Indian citizenship. And this lady in the audience, she's very old, and she basically said, I can't understand that. Who will you support then if U.S. and India ever goes to war? And that's when I realized that I hope that the decision of who, whichever the two nations are, I support when they go to war, doesn't have to do anything with which country's passport I hold. I hope it's always based on who has a better moral positioning in that.
So the name of this recent book is From Another Land, Making Home in the Land of Dreams. It's fiction. Why go fiction? Did that allow you to open up in a different way? Did it allow you to tell stories in a different way?
When I started writing this book, the immigration was not this hot of an issue. I wrote this book, I think I probably started writing it in 2012, right? Yeah. And then slowly, that was still like the second dip of the double dip recession, but immigration was nowhere as politicized or as big of an issue. Mm-hmm. So although today it is pertinent to say that the book is on immigration, but I was writing more a book on diversity. And my goal really, as I said, was a lot of this stories start from something that happened in my own life. I myself did, or I know a friend who did, and then I fictionalized it. And I tried to bring in as much diversities and different points of views and different kind of protagonists as possible. But the reason I wrote it as a fiction is for two things. Mm-hmm. One is creative freedom to really take the story as I wanted it to go. But more importantly, so that I don't tell someone that this is what happened and this is the only way this could have happened.
Okay.
I really wanted people to say, I didn't want anyone to say, hey, immigration is good, immigration is bad, or Indians are good, Indians are bad, or I am bad for feeling that, okay, H-1Bs are coming in and taking my jobs, or like there is a stories on Black Lives Matters and stuff like that. I am bad for not being able to see this or that. I just wanted the people to read the stories and leave them with that.
Okay.
You know, so. Yeah, and I feel like it's hard to do that with nonfiction because even when you are leaving a statement or trying to provide both sides of an argument, there are more than two sides to an argument, I feel. So,
right,
you know,
often, yeah. Going from real life to fiction, one of the examples is getting on the plane and coming over to a different land, a different place. You know, many of us think, oh, we get in a plane and we're
crossing date lines or different time zones. But it's so much different than that when someone is an immigrant and moving to a new place. How key a role does that play?
I travel a lot for my day job. Mm-hmm. So I am in supply chain for my day job, and I travel to Asia, Japan, Singapore a lot. And those are almost as long as a journey, or even longer, to Singapore than mm-hmm. like coming to India. So this has become like a little bit hazed in retrospect. But I do remember that when I was flying to the US for the first time, for 5 years at that time, as I wrote in this Huffington Post piece, I did not know that I'm going to stay. I was adamant I'm not going to. I was just a very homesick person. I couldn't see myself staying out from my family. I brought up in quite a protective environment, if you'd say. I feel like this pain in my chest that I consistently had, which I don't think can be ever expressed in words. Like, you know, so it's, and I never have that when I'm going to Japan and I'm coming back, right? Mm-hmm. And I think now I will have the same kind of the pain in the chest if I ever make a decision to move to another country from US. And I know, like, you know, so, and I think for me, at least, this is something that's going to be impossible to express in words, like, you know, mm-hmm. so, yeah.
So I wonder then, we're talking about sort of the human feeling and the human condition about that then. So when you go through that, and you sort of address this at the beginning, but even when you talk about perhaps moving to another country, I feel like that is, in some ways, it expands your mind, but in other ways, in some ways, saps your soul, because it's sort of taking, you're sort of moving away from where your emotional core started with. And I wonder if that's something you still, you know, battle with a little bit.
I do, but I definitely think that one of the benefits of having moved to another country is that sometimes our emotional cores can be emotional, and therefore in the way of logic,
okay.
like, you know. And I think some of that is what is happening with at least the louder narrative we've seen, mm-hmm. see on immigration right now. I think NPR itself did a story where this was really, I wrote about this in the author's note in this book, about Tiger Town, Texas, how, like, you know, the raids happen. Mm-hmm. And then now the plant owners said, okay, now we have to move the plant out of country. So, you know, emotions getting in way of logic for someone sitting somewhere who is thinking, okay, this is going to save my job and stuff like that. So I am aware of the emotional core, but I'm grateful that I'm losing that, you know. Uh-huh. So, and I'm a scientist by my day job, so moving away from emotion is my job, I guess.
Tanu Ghosh is author of the fictional collection called From Another Land, Making Home in the Land of Dreams. And she'll be talking about it Saturday night at Changing Hands in Tempe.